Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God mercifully drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, so they would not eat from the tree of life. He didn't want them to eat from that tree of life and so live in this sinful world forever. He didn't want sin's curse to envelop them forever, so he mercifully drove them out. They were to live by faith in the promise that God had given, that he would restore the land of paradise. So by faith, Adam labored and toiled with great labor. By faith, Eve gave birth in great pain. By faith, they lived as sojourners, aliens, and strangers in this world. Fast forward to the words of Christ. He spoke these words on the night he was betrayed. A lot has happened. They celebrated the Passover. He instituted the supper. He washed their feet. The betrayer had left them. A lot has happened. So now as they walk to the Mount of Olives, Jesus continues to teach them. There's a tinge of sadness in the air, and also a lot of confusion. What does he mean when he says, in a little while you will not see me, and then after a little while you will see me? So he explains, now is the time of your grief. Soon they would get it. Soon they would be filled with grief as they see their friend and companion walking in the darkness to betray their Lord and Master with an armed crowd. Christ was a stranger in this world. He wasn't meant to live here on this earth doing miracles and teaching forever. He had come to suffer. He had come to languish. He had come to spill his blood so that the faith of Adam and Eve would not have been in vain. So yes, their hearts would be filled with great sorrow. They would grieve as they see their Lord and Savior hanging on that tree in darkness. The world rejoiced. They finally got him. But creation itself would testify who it is that hangs in that darkness. They won't understand why he leaves the angels in heaven, why he sheaths Peter's sword, why he bears that cross. But he loves them. So he tells them beforehand of their sorrow so they would not think that he was caught unawares. The lamb is led astray so sin's curse would not envelop them forever. It won't feel good as they see him lying in a grave. They hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. But the sealed stone smashed their hopes, separated them from their Lord, and locked him in darkness. But do you see how Jesus comforts his disciples with the hope of the resurrection? He had just laid a lot on their shoulders. His words are heavy, but then he strengthens and emboldens them with words of life. I will see you, and you will rejoice. He does not say that you will see me, lest they think that they will see him in a grave, but I will see you. If he is to see them, then he must be alive. This must come after his pain and his suffering. This must come after grief. There is joy in the resurrection of Christ as he shows them his hands and side. He sees them to give them peace, and all fear, anxiety, and trembling melt away. Christ lives, and no one can change that fact. So no one can take away their joy. A few months later, the Sanhedrin will try as they flog these very same disciples, and yet the disciples go out rejoicing. The Romans will try, and yet joyfully the martyrs met their end. They had the certain and sure hope that they were strangers in this world, and so they lived for the hope of heaven. Like Adam and like the apostles, you too are strangers and foreigners in this world. So that means now is the time of your grief. Now is the time you are in the world, but not of the world. Now is the time you grieve over mass shootings, cancer, bloodshed, and loss of life. Now is the time women give birth in much pain. Now is the time men work themselves to death. Now is the time we live in a sinful world filled with sinful people, ourselves included, and we don't see Christ visibly with our eyes. He's not dead and buried. He is risen and ascended. But he has promised to come back and take us to be where he now is. So now is the time of our grief. Yes, he is Lord of all, but that does not mean things must go our way. That does not mean life must go smoothly sailing along. He clearly says, now is the time of your grief. The world says we can achieve world peace. Christ says there will always be wars and rumors of wars. The world says we can fix nature and make it better. Christ says there will always be famines and earthquakes. The world says if we just accepted people for who they want to be, everyone would get along. Christ says the love of many will grow cold, wickedness will increase. And then he says that these are all the beginnings of birth pains, not the end, but the beginnings of birth pains. We are free from the curse, yet we still suffer from it. So now is the time of grief simply because we are strangers in this world. But that does not mean you should go around moping every day and feeling sorry for yourself. No, as he encouraged his disciples with the hope of the resurrection, so also he shares these same words of life to you. You do not see him visibly, but he does see you. He is here, present with you, to make his face shine upon you, to lift up his countenance upon you, and to give you his peace. And you rejoice, for your sins are forgiven. Life is bestowed upon you. Christ is risen and is present with you right now to give you all the joys that he gave to these same disciples. So here is your home. Out there you are strangers and foreigners, but in here you have your family. You gather together with your brothers and sisters. You gather with your father to listen to the story of your divine brother. This is where you belong. This is where you fit in, because this is where your joy will have no end. No one can take it away. Not shootings, not cancer, not loss. Nothing can take this joy away. Joy is deeper than happiness. We don't always have happiness, but we always have joy. A mother knows what joy is, even though she may not always feel happiness. To enter into motherhood, she must go through great pain. And yet the joy of having a child far outweighs it all. She willingly endures the pregnancy and birth, not just once, but many times, for the joy of holding a child in her arms. And so it is with us. Let us patiently endure whatever may come, for no one can take away our heavenly joy. So no moping around, no feeling sorry for ourselves. Rather, let us live such good lives that the unbelievers see our good deeds and praise our Father. We are strangers in this world. We are citizens of heaven. So let us not grumble and complain about the rulers. Let us willingly submit to them and obey them and pray for them. Not because they deserve it, but precisely because they do not deserve it. Or as St. Peter says, out of fear for the Lord, for the Lord's sake. If David twice refused to kill Saul because he was the Lord's anointed, then let us also refuse to speak ill of our leaders. We are different, and so we live differently. And by doing good, we silence the foolish talk of those who are quick to criticize. We are free, but let us not use our freedom as a cover-up for evil. Rather, let us use our freedom like Joseph, to imitate him, to faithfully serve, who faithfully served Potiphar with a cheerful heart. Let us bless, let us love, let us pray for all people. Let us honor God and serve him by serving those he has appointed over us. Let us be gentle and humble in heart, yet also firm and resolute. For we are confident that we are strangers and foreigners here. We will not stay here forever. We are on our journey toward heaven. No one cares what color the drapes are in a hotel. We're there only for a brief time. We use it for a purpose, but we understand we are going someplace else. So also it is with this life. Use the things of this world, but understand they are not yours to hold on to or to keep. You are not staying here. And as quickly as a vacation or a trip ends, so quickly does our life on this earth end. And yet then we will be home. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.